I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Coming up, we've got the 411 on celebrity gossip. You know you want to hear it. Plus, I have a few words to say about hate symbols. It's my Can I Just Tell You commentary. But first, summer's over. Your friends have closed up the beach house where you've been freeloading all summer. What to do? What to do? It might just be the perfect time for a bike ride. And now a handful of cities, Washington, D.C., New York, and Chicago among them, are trying to make that easier for you by sponsoring bike rental programs. The new programs could be a good way to cut down on car emissions and keep city residents trim. And for people who have to get around the city, it might just be the next big thing. Joining us now to talk about Chicago's plans for rental bikes is Rob Sadowski. He is the executive director of the Chicagoland Bicycle Federation, an advocacy group. Welcome, Rob.
Hi.
So, Rob, how did you get into biking?
I used to work 5-minute bike ride from my house, and I would drive. And then I got this new job downtown, and all of a sudden my commute changed. There was no way to drive downtown. I could drive downtown. It would take me an hour, and then I'd have to park and pay for parking. So I would take the train, and then there are elements in, both exciting and non-exciting about taking the train every day. And a friend of mine said, you should try to ride your bike downtown. And I didn't even have a bike, so I went and got a used bike. I went downtown. My commute was 7 miles, and it took me 35 minutes on my bicycle. Normally, it took me 45 minutes on train and about the same by car. So all of a sudden, I'm getting to work faster, and I'm getting physical activity twice a day.
Tell us a little bit about the Chicago Rent-A-Bike plan. How many bikes would there be, and how would that all work?
Well, first of all, I actually like to conceive it not as a bike rental program, because there's bike rental in a lot of cities. It's more like bike transit, where you can pick up a bike at a number of different locations. If you use it for less than a half hour, generally the costs are free. And you use a card. Ideally, it's a universal card. So it's a card that you can use not only for the bike transit or bike rental program, but also you can use it for your local bus, your local commuter train, your subway system. It started in Europe. It's most famous right now in Lyon and Paris. But there are similar programs in Germany and in England. In this country, Washington, D.C. is already looking at some models. New York City, San Francisco, and Portland are looking to try to bring this concept here. I was in Lyon in November of 2006 to actually go see this specifically. You pick up the bike, you go, you drop it off, and you don't have to think about where am I going to park. You don't have to think about what insurance you have. You don't have to think about what you need to carry. You just go, and it creates almost this exciting, impromptu travel opportunity for you.
But Europe is not as car crazy as America is. I mean, Americans just really like their cars. They like them for all kinds of reasons. It's almost, I don't know, in some cities, not all, some cities, people, a car is just everything. It's the key to freedom. It's a metaphor. You know, we have songs about cars. I just wonder whether you really think Americans are willing to change their behavior around cars.
I think the answer is yes. And I think we're seeing in cities like Minneapolis, in cities like Seattle and Portland, that the answer is yes. But there are a number of factors that make it easier for people to change their behavior. One is clear enforcement of rules of the road by police officers and traffic management. Two is good facilities so that when people are out there bicycling that they feel safe because the roads themselves are safe. Certainly the third thing that really helps that we didn't have a few years ago is $3.25 a gallon gasoline. And the more that that gasoline price is inches up, the more people are going to start thinking about what their own personal transportation choices are doing to their budget. And finally, the last piece is all indications are that we are in a very major crisis as it relates to global climate change. And if we don't make changes, the consequences are pretty significant in terms of our own personal health, our environment, et cetera.
Speaking of climate, let's talk about winter in Chicago.
Yeah.
On a bike.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would much rather bicycle in the winter than a summer day.
Really?
I don't like to sweat.
Yeah, but I like not to fall over.
Yeah, it's not an issue. And see, Chicago, when there's snow, we get everything is plowed and salted. So the roads are pretty clear relatively quickly. It may take a couple hours, but once those roads are clear, they're pretty safe. The next
See, I wouldn't know because I'm afraid to go to Chicago in the winter. So I have to take your word for it. Send me a picture of you on your bike in the
And Chicago does not shut
in February.
Chicago doesn't shut down in the winter. Some cities get a little bit of blanketing of snow, and they can't even operate from a transportation perspective. So
you wouldn't be talking about Washington, D.C., would you?
Oh, I might be.
Okay. See, so you had to go there. What about theft, especially as more people are buying more expensive bikes? And What about that?
Bike theft is an issue. I have a whole locking system, and we encourage people to lock their bikes thoroughly and not to buy a cheap lock that can be broken into. But my I have had a bicycle stolen from my garage, and the cost to replace that bicycle certainly was less expensive than if I was driving to work. It takes the average commuter driving to work in the United States till February 14th, working every workday, in order to earn enough money to pay for their commute by car, but it only takes me one day.
And what about the funk factor? I don't know if you work in close quarters, but what about showing up at work funky, all sweaty?
Well, I have solutions and other people have different solutions. So I come into the office and I bring, on Monday, I bring a whole change of clothes for the entire week. And then on Friday, I bring them home. Some people bring the clothes, different clothes every day. And then I get in and I clean off in our bathroom. We don't have a shower. A lot of businesses are starting to provide shower facilities or nearby. They have, or they're not far, for example, from a gym where they can shower.
So you bring your whole Monday through Friday wardrobe on Monday?
Pretty much. So I have three suits in the office. I have three different dress shoes and about a dozen ties in my office. So I come in, I'm pretty much wearing, you know, in the summer I'll be wearing shorts and a t-shirt type of clothes. I come in and I change and I wash up and I'm probably fresher than most people who are not doing that. Now,
But see, you don't have the problem of having to change your earrings. Okay, but
you're making an assumption.
I am making an assumption. So, Rob, let's say somebody wants to try this and you want to take a spin for the first time on your rental bike. You've never biked in urban traffic. Can you give us some tips for staying safe?
There's a lot of nonprofit bicycle advocacy organizations in different parts of the country, and you can look them up and say, hey, I'm interested in trying this out, but I'm a little worried about doing it the first time. Is there someone that can accompany me? They'll show you the tricks. They'll show you how to wear a helmet or how to lock your bike and also give you little pointers about what to look out for with traffic. And in some cases, like we have, learning to ride a bike classes or commuting to work classes.
Rob Sadowski is Executive Director of the Chicagoland Bicycle Federation. He joined us from our Chicago Bureau. Rob, thanks.
You're welcome.